Welcome to this demonstration of the Apple TV OS 11 that I've already updated to on my Apple TV 4th generation. And for those of us in Australia, you might have woken up and updated your Apple TV after September 20 to find two main things. And that is, of course, that we've now got the TV app that was actually spoken at the Apple keynote, which is at the top left-hand side of your menu bar. So if I just flick up.
TV, row one, column one.
That's the new TV app. If I flick to the right, at least on my one, because I've been fiddling around a bit.
Movies, row one, column two.
I've still got movies. Now if I flick to the left and flick down and flick to the right.
TV shows.
No, probably just could have flicked down from movies, but anyway, I've still got the TV shows. So it looks like Apple has not got rid of the TV shows or the movies item. You can still do that.
Search, row two, column one,
I just TV, go up
row one, column one.
And click on TV.
Selected, library, tab, two of four.
Okay, you've now got four tabs in the new TV app. So if I flick to the left.
Watch now, tab,
that's watch now. Flick to the right.
Selected, library. Tab, two of four.
Library.
Store. Tab, three of four.
Store.
Search. Tab,
and search. And what the TV app is trying to do is aggregate TV shows and or movies from all different types of apps into one interface. I just wish we would have free-to-air watching on the Apple TV, not just apps. All right, so that's all I'm going to show you for the moment with the new TV app. I'm not going to go into it at the moment. One really irritating thing, this is the second thing I wanted to bring to your attention today, especially because you might miss the notification when you update, because I did, and I can't remember what it actually said properly now, but let me just press my menu button, top left-hand side of my Siri remote, and let me just flick down.
Search, entertainment folder, relax folder.
Okay, so I'm on the main home screen of my TV, or sorry, of my Apple TV. Now, this is the major change that really irritates the crap out of me. I'm going to press my home button.
Selected, library, tab, two of four.
Because by default, the home button in Apple's wisdom, because they want to force you to use the TV app, they've changed the function of the home button to go to what's on now or what's up next in the TV app, which I find is irritating. So if I flick to the left.
Watch now, tab.
And I flick down, click on watch now, and come down.
Up next, heading.
So that's what the home button takes you to, is what's up next. Now that didn't work because I was in the library view before, so that's not very consistent. Let me try this time now that I'm actually back in the watch tab. So I'm going to not press home, I'm just going to press my menu button. And flick down. Come on.
Search. Entertainment folder.
Okay, so now I'm going to press up next to what's on now on the home button. I'll show you how it changes in a minute.
Selected. Watch now. Tab.
And if I flick down.
Up next. Heading.
There we go. That's the up next heading. I'm going to press my menu button for the moment.
Selected. Watch now. Tab.
And I'm going to flick down.
Up next. Heading.
Whoops, I'm still in that one. So menu button again.
TV.
As you can tell, I missed pressing my home button.
Movies. Row one. Column two.
Flick to the right.
TV shows. Settings. Row two, column three.
Remember that TV shows you just heard then? That's the old TV shows one that's still on the system. So I'm going to press select on my Touch ID or Touch
remotes
pad.
And devices, button, 6 of 10.
So I've got remotes and devices, 6 of 10. Now, if I just flick back to the left.
Notification, video and audio, accounts, general, settings, heading.
Okay, so that's the heading settings and I flick to the right.
General, button.
Got general.
Accounts, button, 2 of 10. Video and audio. Button.
Video and audio.
Notifications. Button. 4 of 10.
Notifications.
AirPlay. Button. 5 of 10.
AirPlay.
Remotes and devices. Button.
And remotes and device. And that just happens to be the one we want. So I'm going to press select on that.
Touch surface track.
And I'm going to flick to the right.
Home button. TV app. 2 of 3.
And that's the one. Home button.
The home button on the TV app. It will now take you straight to up next in the new TV app. Press the button again and you'll be on the home screen.
I mean, pressing the home button to go to the TV app and then pressing the home button again to go back to the home screen just sounds a little bit on the interface stupid side. But anyway, I'm actually going to try that. Let me press the home button.
Selected. Watch now.
Okay, that's the TV app. I'm going to press home button again.
Set.
Where do they end up? Let's have a flick down.
Entertainment folder.
Yep, I'm back on my home screen, so I should have landed back on. Yep. I didn't land back on that, so.
TV shows.
I just think that's a bit ridiculous. Having to press the home button to see what's on there, then press it again, that's just silly. Search.
Row 2, column 1.
Okay, where's my.
TV shows. Settings.
Settings, two, there it is.
Home button. TV app. 2 of 3.
Right, I'm changing that. I'm just going to press select on it. I don't care.
Take you straight to up next in the new TV app. Press the button again, and you'll be on the home screen. Home button. Home screen. 2 of 3.
Okay, so. The reason why that's saying 2 or 3 is because it's the second option in a group of 3. So if I flick back to the left.
Touch surface tracking. Fast. 1 of 3.
So touch surface tracking, 1 of 3.
Home button. Home screen. 2 of 3.
Home button is home 2 or 3. And remote. 3.
18% battery level. Button.
Is the remote 3 3. Battery level, all right? And you've literally only got 2 seconds for the home button here.
Home,
button.
Home screen. 2 or 3.
Just touch my thing to shut it up. And you've literally only got 2 options. You've got TV or home button, and I would strongly advise you just to change it to the home button because it just makes more user interface sense, because any other iOS based device uses the home button to go to the home screen, not into an app, and then you've got to press it again to come back out again. All right, so I'm just going to press my home button now.
Settings.
And I'm back to my home screen, and now if I choose, I can flick up.
Search.
And flick over to the left.
Photos. App Store. Movies. TV, row
1,
and column
1. Press select.
Selected. Watch now. Tab.
When I choose to go into the TV app myself without getting forced into it or forgetting that Apple, in their infinite automatic wisdom, has changed the function of that key, but at least they've allowed you to change it back to the home button. Press my home button.
TV, row 1, column 1.
And that completes this bit of a whinge demo of the update to TV OS 11. And the fact that here in Australia, at least, we've got the new TV app on the Apple TV. We've still got the old movies and TV shows. And the fact that by default, the home button takes you into the TV app onto what's up next or what's on now, whatever it is. And then you press it again to go back to your home screen. And I said, oh, I think that's a bit of a silly idea. So you can go into settings, remotes and devices. And the second option towards the top after the Touch ID, press the home button option and you'll cycle between TV back to home, and then you can use the home button in the normal way that you would normally use it before. Anyway, that's me done for this particular demo podcast. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now. And by the way, the echo you are hearing is because I'm currently kneeling in my kitchen using the Apple TV on our kitchen bench. Anyway, goodbye for now, and I'll talk to you soon.